in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone, alongside Tom Betts. Abby DeMars back at the studio. I'm Bob Geary, as we're going to set the stage now for game number two, as the Crusaders, 9-4 on the season, will take on the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, who sit 4-8. Of course, the Warriors are coached by Adam Vandershaft, while the Crusaders are coached by Matt Hahn. And Tom, I was trying to think how Adam's been along around, has had the helm a long time here at Sergeant Bluff.
He has been here a while. Yes, I think two or three state tournaments, a couple runner-ups. He does a great job. Always has his teams. I mean, if there's a coach around that peaks his teams at the end of the season, it's Adam.
Yeah.
And he'll have he's got great game plan, so I expect a really good game tonight. Crusaders, again, we just I don't know if we've found a real rhythm yet. Whether shooting the basketball, we did not shoot well the other night, didn't shoot our free throws really strong. And those things will come back to bite you. It'd be nice to see us kind of turn that corner tonight and really get some things going in the right direction.
Yeah, and when these two met up in, I think it was December 12th, it was nip and tuck right till the very end as the Crusaders pulled away in the final minute of the ball game to grab the win. So this will be far from easy. The Warriors had a great battle with Council Bluffs TJ last weekend, and came up just a little bit short in that game. But as Tom mentioned earlier, TJ's got a really improved unit and is already starting to get a few looks in the big class. They certainly have put together an impressive resume, a couple of Abraham Lincoln transfers to bolster what was already a pretty strong returning core for TJ. So Sergeant Bluff Luton would like nothing more than to put a damper on the ninth-ranked Crusaders as they try and reach out for their 10th win of the season.
You know, we talked, if you remember last year, that you want to be one of the top eight ranked teams in the state, because if you're an eighth in the top eight, you kind of get your own district. And so the Crusaders right now sitting at 9. So these next few weeks are going to be critical, because I hate to say the state then can kind of send you wherever you want. And so last year we were ninth, but we were fortunate because we went down. We stayed kind of in our own area. You remember we played was it Clear Lake to go to? No, not Clear Lake to go to state. It was come on, coach, you're supposed to know this. Anyway, we're shooting to be one of those top eight teams in the state, and every game is critical at this point.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, Tom, is the schedule the Crusaders have the remainder of the season. They got a chance to really prove their merit. I mean, they're going to see ranked team after ranked team down the stretch.
It's going to go one way or the other, because right now, if you looked at strength of schedule, we have one quality win of the year, is what the state would say, is our first game against East. We beat Trainer early on, who's a ranked team, but they're a 2A team, so it doesn't carry as much weight. And then some of those other games, the Caledonia loss, Norris, and the other East High. So, but again, we're about halfway through the season. It's time, and we're just kind of down the home stretch. A lot of good games, and that's where you really fine-tune some things.
Well, and these are the kind of games you want to have. I mean, you want to have competition. You want to see what you're made of, because ultimately you're going to have to beat good teams if you're going to get to where you want to get.
Absolutely.
It's a Verity Group pregame show. Our other sponsors, along with Verity Group, include Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without you and the support of Catholic Radio, none of this would be possible. We're going to take it back to the studio, and when we come back, we'll take a peek at tonight's starting lineups and set the stage for what should be a good one. The 9-4 Crusaders taking on the young and improving Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, who stand at 4-8. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. So, Tom, what are you kind of looking for in this thing as we're kind of getting in the last few minutes here before starting lineups?
Well, you know, I think if there's an area for us to improve in offensively. Well, let's start defensively. Defensively, if there's an area we need to improve on, is we need to guard the ball and dribble penetration a little bit better. Teams are getting to the hole on us just a little too much. Offensively, I think we just need to move the ball better offensively. We need better ball movement. We need better player movement. Get the ball side to side, corner to corner. We kind of can get in a rut standing around, and I think I think the more we move the ball, we're going to get better shots. And guys got to be willing to step up and shoot the ball.
Yeah, it's a team that currently shooting the ball actually really well inside the arc at 56%, 31% from the beyond the arc. You'd like to see that improved a little bit, 59% from the free throw line. That's probably the one statistic that stands out the most. This is a Crusader team that's getting to the free throw line but not always capitalizing there, and boy, that can come back to haunt you at some point in the season. So
and again, I'd say this, you know, some of our seniors, we've had a couple of them kind of, you know, Quinn struggled really from the free throw line the other night. That's a place he hasn't been comfortable, and he's going to go there a lot. Quinn needs to find a rhythm at that free throw line. Sean Schaefer shot the ball from the arc really well early. He's been struggling a little bit from the arc. It's nice to see Sean kind of get a rhythm again. And again, I think a guy that's kind of coming along a little bit, I would love to see him get a little more time, is Charlie Mondragor. Charlie is leading us in three-point shooting and really hasn't shot the ball, didn't start shoot well early. He's been coming around lately, been shooting the ball real well, and I think that's another key for us. Get Charlie involved.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Warriors, again, coached by Adam Vandershaft. Isaiah Jervik, a 6'1 sophomore, averages 6.8 points a game. Griello Gonzalez, a 5'8 junior, averages just under 5 points a game. Emilio Gonzalez, his brother, a 5'9 senior, averages 10.3 points a game. Leading the Warrior attack is number 20, Scott Dixon, a 6'3 senior, 10.9 points a game. And rounding out that lineup will be number 22, Ryan Hoffman. Ryan's a 6'4 senior, averages 4 points a game. The Warriors average 47.6 points a game. They shoot it at 41% inside the arc, 31% outside the arc, and 65% from the free throw line. Arndt, Gall, and Hardy, you'll see off the bench in that rotation for the Warriors. For the Crusaders, 9-4 on the season, ranked 9th in the state in 3A. Matt Hahn is your coach. It's an all-senior lineup. Brady Schultz, 4.5 points a game, the 6-foot senior point guard. Quinn Olson, the 6'2 forward, 11.5 points a game. Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot guard, 7.4 points a game. Matt Knoll, the big man inside, 6'7, 22.5 points a game. And Bo Chamberlain, the 6'3" forward, averages 8.2 points a game. As Tom mentioned, the aforementioned Charlie Mondragor. Charlie's the sixth man, averages just over 4 points a game. So it's Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain against Jervik, Gonzalez, Dixon, and Hoffman for the Warriors. We're going to take it back to the studio while they introduce the starting lineups here on the floor at Sergeant Bluff Luton. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip. A big thanks to Verity Group, as well as Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. We'll be right back for opening tip-off.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat, that's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and a splashing, oh yeah.
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Down on the floor, they're just finishing up the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. As we've got what should be a good one. When they first met in early December, the Crusaders pulling it out at the end. A little run at the end of the ball game allowed them to take the victory, but it should be a good one tonight here from Sergeant Bluff. And as Tom mentioned earlier, you're still kind of looking for that Crusader team to take that next step, to find that rhythm and roll. And you know, the big thing tonight, when you look at scoring, and Crusaders at 63 points a game, the Warriors at 47 and change. So
Right. We'll
see what kind of win, what kind of game plays out here. Crusaders obviously want to play a little more up-tempo than do Sergeant Bluff, of course. The coaches for tonight, Matt Hahn with Bishop Heelan, and Adam Vandershaft, the veteran, is in charge of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. Warriors will be in their home whites with orange numbers and black trim, while the Crusaders in their road blues with Vegas gold numbers and white trim. They'll be going left to right on your radio dial. It's going to be Matt Noel tipping it off against Ryan Hoffman, and Hoffman's going to grab the task of guarding one of the state's leading scorers, and Matt Noel, Crusaders, with the opening tip, and here we go. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates. As the Crusaders try and hammer the ball inside on the first possession, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be inbounded under the basket by the Crusaders. They kick it up high. Schultz, open three, good.
Wow, all right, that's a good way to start there, Brady Schultz.
Nice little inbound set. They sagged in, and the Crusaders, as they did the other night, opened up in a little full-court diamond pressure. Warriors were able to break it as Jervik getting it across mid the timeline. He's going to bring it back to Gonzalez. And again, we got Gonzalez and Gonzalez. Briella Gonzalez with the ball. Kicks it up high now. Jervik driving against Chamberlain. Picks his dribble up. Nowhere to go. Finally kicks it outside to Gonzalez. That's Emilio Gonzalez. There's Jervik again driving with Chamberlain. Good defense by Bo. There's a nice dish inside. The short jumper by the, I believe that was
Dixon.
Dixon missed, and at the other end, nice take there.
Quinn Olson.
Quinn's going to be hacked in the act.
Well, let's get him to the free throw line early so we can get this. He needs to see some free throws go through the hole, and let's get him up on the line.
Quinn on the year is an even 50%, 32 for 64. He'll shoot two. First free throw is good. That's nice to see.
Nothing but net on that one.
A couple things we want to see early on is Quinn making free throws and Brady making threes.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Second free throw.
The only thing that makes that better is somebody brought me a plate of Sneaky's chicken and a Coke.
Second free throw crawls around and falls off. So one for two for Quinn. Allows the Crusaders to set up that full court pressure. Trying to speed the tempo of the ball game up a little bit here as Gonzalez brings it across the timeline. He gets deep, kicks it to his brother, Emilio Gonzalez, with his missed three. Nice rebound by Bo Chamberlain. Here come the Crusaders. They got numbers. Sean's going to take it coast to coast.
Jump ball,
we're
going
to see a jump ball. Good call by the official.
That was a good call, and I like the take, but great call, and this will go back to the Warriors.
Alternate possession belongs to the Warriors. They're going to take it out under their own basket. Crusaders set up that pressure. 1-2-2 full court. Crusaders up early 4-0 here. 6:42 into the ball game, and we're going to see a timeout.
Good call.
Vandershaft's going to talk a little bit about how to break that press.
I don't think he was real happy with them inbounding it to the corner to the point guard. I think you know, a lot of times you want to inbound that to the opposite corner if you're going to have to, if you have to go to corner, or to somebody a little bit bigger than Mr. Gonzalez.
Tonight's first quarter sponsors are Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, the Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and Bargain Center. On your Security National Bank scoreboard with 6:40 to go in your first quarter, it's the Crusaders 4, Sergeant Bluff nothing. And big thanks to all our great sponsors, Underwrite Heelan Athletics, and, of course, a big thanks to all of you for tuning in to our coverage tonight from Sergeant Bluff. Here comes Gonzalez bringing across the ball. Briello Gonzalez Kicks it over to Jervik. They got Emilio Gonzalez on that right wing.
Crusaders in a 1-3-1, soft 1-3-1 half court defense. Again, this makes you a little susceptible to three-pointers. We'll see how the Warriors attack.
13 seconds left on the shot clock. It's Gonzalez to Gonzalez. That's Riello Gonzalez with the ball. Back to Emilio. He's a little more of a scoring threat. Jervik takes a baseline. 4 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to have to throw up one here, and they do. It's going to be a shot. Nope.
He got it off. An old rebound.
Kind of what you're going to expect to see from Sergeant Bluff is they'll use time on their possessions. Here comes Schaefer with the ball. Kicks it inside to Quinn Olson. Quinn gets double teams back out to Schultz. Schultz had a three-pointer early on. Quinn Olson spins in the lane, misses it, and then the rebound's brought down by the Warriors. That's Scott Dixon with the rebound. Here comes Jervik kicking up the left side. He'll handle the ball a lot for this Warrior team. Back up high to Dixon. Dixon spin moves on Quinn. Quinn, nice defense, and the Warriors throw it away.
Yeah. Right now the Warriors are passing up, I think, some shots. Crusaders. Early on, no one's really in a flow right now.
Crusaders doing a good job moving their feet on defense. 5:27 to go here in your first quarter. 4-0 Crusaders. Schultz kicks it high post. Quinn Olson. There's Bo. Turned down the three. Pulls up. Free throw jumper is off the mark. Schaefer banged for the rebound, but it's brought down by Dixon. Here come the Warriors. They're going to kick it across the timeline. Jervik right wing working against Bo Chamberlain. Good job by Bo getting wide and cutting him off. Emilio Gonzalez with the ball up high. He's going to be guarded by Quinn Olson. Back to Jervik. He's going to take it in and going to get the and one as Bo's going to be whistled for the foul. Bo Chamberlain with the foul. The and one for Isaiah Jervik, the 6'1 sophomore.
Jervik's got a nice game. If you remember early in the first game, he got in foul trouble, sat on the bench quite a bit, and was definitely one of their key players. His Warriors come with a couple subs, number 30 and number 14. Joey Hardy and Cy Gall.
If I remember right, Hardy had a nice effort too last game.
Yes.
As Jervik misses the free throw, rebounded by Quinn Olson. Jervik's just a 29% free throw shooter, so that's not at all a surprise. Early on, 4-2 Crusaders here. We're just under 5 minutes left in your first quarter. I think we're yet to see Matt Noll even touch the ball as Quinn operates up high left side, kicks a corner to Bo. Now they spin it over. Matt Noll, open three, right wing extended, in and out. Bang for the rebound is Schaefer. Nice job going up by Sean to get it, but it's stripped away, and now it's stripped away by the Crusaders. Back to Schaefer and stripped away again. So,
a lot of turnovers right
wow.
there. That was crazy. That was a little crazy possession there, Coach.
There goes Gonzalez driving to the lane. Misses it. Good challenge there by Quinn. Sean Schaefer with another rebound. Sean's got a few rebounds already tonight. Quinn takes it to the hole. Good step through move, and he's going to get free throws there.
Yeah, fouls on number one, I believe, Jervik. Or is that three? I'm sorry, three, Jervik.
That's Isaiah's first foul. It's going to put Quinn back to the line. On his first possession, Quinn was 1-for-2. He'll get a couple more here. Quinn's got the type of game that he gets to the free throw line a lot.
Yes.
And you want to see him be productive there. First free throw is a little bit short. And he'll get one more here. Fibercom, Mills, Shelmer, Pitts & Associates are your first quarter premier sponsors. Is checking into the ball game. We've got Pierce Conley and Sean Schaefer. We'll get a little breather there. Sean's been kind of a workhorse on the glass. Second free throw by Quinn is up, and that's a little bit strong. So 0-for-2 there, 1-for-4 on the night for Quinn Olson. Crusaders holding on that 4-2 lead. We're halfway through quarter number one. Jervik with the ball. Kicks it inside to Hoffman, back outside. That's Cy Gall with the ball. Cy trying to get a post-up action here on this left side. Kicks it back to Gonzalez. It's Emilio Gonzalez, left corner now. Back to Emilio up high. Now Jervik's going to get it with 10 seconds left in the shot clock. He's going to work corner three. Is off the mark. Rebound by Jervik. Nice look there by Cy Gall. Just couldn't get it to fall, but Emilio Gonzalez does.
Yeah.
And just like that, the Warriors take the lead 5-4 here with 3:27 to go in your first quarter. Crusaders trying to answer now. Conley kicking it inside to Matt Noll. Matt's first touch down deep. He gets double teamed, nearly throws it away, but Bo gets his hands on it. Schultz with another three. It's off the horn. Rebound by Matt near the free throw line. He's going to drive in. Finger roll's good.
Boy, that was just I'm pissed off. I'm going to the hoop. Matt was like, I am going to the basket and something's going to happen.
There was nothing easy about what that basket he just made as the Warriors try and beat the press up the floor. And Quinn Olson's going to tip it out of bounds. Checking in is going to be Charlie Van Dreiger and Kaysen Thomas for the Crusaders. Also checking back in will be Sean Schaefer. And some of the regulars are going to get a little break here. We're going to see Olson, Chamberlain, and Schultz get a little breathing time on the bench. Warriors going to inbound. They trail by one, 6-5 here, just under 3 minutes left. And there's a sloppy turnover as it goes off Jervik's knee there. Yep. Good defense by Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen brings a little intensity into the ballgame, the sophomore.
My comparison, he's I call him a poor man's Alex Molloy. And that's a compliment, believe me. Alex Molloy, as a sophomore, brought so many things to our team athletically, and I think that's what Kaysen can do.
Kaysen, left wing, he's going to drive into the lane. He's one of those that gets most of his points from down deep. Charlie Van Dreiger, three-pointer off the mark, rebounded by Cy Gall. Here come the Warriors pushing it up. It's Gonzalez, it's Emilio Gonzalez. Nearly lost it, gets back control of it. Now Jervik's going to set the offense up above the arc. He's working against Kaysen Thomas. Goes off a high pick, so he gets the switch over. It's Matt. Now it's Charlie on him. Working baseline is Hoffman. Hoffman's kick out, and there's Gall. Wide open three off the mark. Rebound is tipped out and controlled by Emilio Gonzalez. He splits the double team, gets deep in the lane, tries to kick it over. Good defense by Matt Knoll. 29 seconds left on the shot clock, 2:02 on the game clock. 6-5 Crusaders.
Buckets are hard to come by right now, Coach.
Wow.
I mean, 6 minutes in, it's 5-6 Helan. And, yeah, so this we talked about Helan averaging 70 a game. And what, I mean, maybe this is just the style that the Warriors are going to make it force us to play tonight a little bit.
Nice defense there by Pierce Connolly on Art. And there's a drive into the lane. Charlie cuts him off. The rebound's going to be won once again by the Warriors. They're going to get a third opportunity here on this possession.
And again, that's never good as Jervik with the drive gets it. Again, the Warriors having trouble finding shots. But
nice pass there by Briella Gonzalez. Yeah. But stepping out of bounds was Gavin Arndt. And the Crusaders forced a turnover there as Pierce Connolly, I think, is going to come up a little lame there. He's battled a bad wheel all season. Here from the Crusaders. Now they lead by one, 1:30 to go in your first quarter. Bo Chamberlain back in the game. He's got Kaysen Thomas on that left corner, Schaefer on the right. Now they switch places. Quinn's going to pop outside. Matt Knoll is going to post up. They kick it in to Matt. He's going to immediately get double teamed, but there's no answer to him as he knocks it in. Good possession there by the Crusaders of getting the big guy inside and getting in the ball. We're going to see Chamberlain, I believe, whistled for a drive as Abiello Gonzalez drives in deep. And that's Bo's first foul. Second foul, I believe.
Schultz back in for Bo. And both teams kind of bringing a lot of subs early.
Fibercom, Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates are your premier sponsors. Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Join them as your first quarter sponsors. 1:08 to go here. Crusaders up three, and there's an illegal pick going to be whistled on Ryan Hoffman. That's two on Ryan.
Yeah. A little elevator screen on the baseline and the way they were moving.
Crusaders on the floor. They've got Schultz, Schaefer, Knoll, Thomas, and Olson. Big lineup for the Crusaders on the floor here is the kick at high post, Quinn Olson. Matt Knoll being face guarded. Quinn puts the three up. It's off the board. Kaysen's going to be called for the foul going over the back. And you like the aggressiveness, one of those fouls you can live with.
Absolutely. Again, I think Kaysen is a guy that defensively, you know, could really do some things and cause some havoc. You know, almost make him a face guard guy that takes away the other team's best player.
43 seconds left in the quarter as Warriors with the ball. Jervik, a little weave option. It's Emilio Gonzalez with the ball. Kicks it up to his brother. Briello back to Emilio. Gonzalez is working, giving up about 8 inches, working against Matt Knoll. Now Jervik's going to work against Kaysen Thomas. 25 seconds left, 7 seconds on the shot clock. They go baseline to Dixon. Dixon's going to be called for the offensive foul, and the Crusaders would rather not have that called because they had a three-on-one break going the other way.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the right call or not. We saw it the other night go for us, or was that against us? No, it went against us. Maybe that's being taught a little bit more with the flop down low, but, hey, we'll take it.
That's two fouls on Scott Dixon. It's a fifth-team foul. I think one of Hoffman's must have been Dixon's.
Dixon's averaging, you know, 11 points a game. That's a big foul for the Warriors.
Crusaders have a chance to get the last bucket of the quarter. Under 10 seconds, Charlie Von Drager rises up for the three off the mark. Shot a little bit early. Hardy with the rebound. Here comes Gonzalez pushing it up. Gonzalez with a long three-pointer. Nearly made it just off the horn. But after one, it's a low-scoring one as the Crusaders lead the Warriors 8-5. Once again, a big thanks to Fibercom as well as Mills, Shale, Hummer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. After one, it's 8-5 Crusaders. We'll be right back after this 30-second spot.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Tom, as a person with limited math skills, this is pretty easy to tabulate after one quarter.
Absolutely.
8-5 Crusaders after one. Matt Noel with four, Brady Schultz with a three-pointer, and Quinn Olson 1-for-4 from the free throw line account for the Crusader points. And Isaiah Jervik with a two, and Amelia Gonzalez with a three for the Warriors. 8-5 after one.
Crusaders are 1-for-6 from the arc. Hit the first one and missed the rest.
Second quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. As Schultz and the Crusaders are going to open the second quarter with the ball. Charlie Von Drager kicks it into Matt Noel. Matt's got three on him, kicks it out to Quinn. Quinn now, kicks it over to corner to Schaefer.
You said three. There was four on him, Coach.
There's Schultz, open three. Oh, in and out, and the rebound's going to be brought down by Isaiah Jervik as they push it quickly up the floor. Isaiah's not afraid to push the action, but is quick to pull it back if nothing's there. As there's a steal, Crusaders, as Quinn Olson goes down and gets it, kicks it over to Brady, gets it into Matt. Matt goes into numbers.
And a travel on
the spin. They're going to call a travel on him. Again, a little out of control. Probably a good call there.
Yeah. If there's one thing we've seen is the Warriors are not afraid to come down here and run 32 seconds off that shot clock. They're not looking for the quick shot. They will. I think if they get a good look, they'll take it.
Pius Jervik kicks it over to Emilio Gonzalez. Emilio probes, drives lane, kicks it back. That's Ryan Hoffman. Thought about the jumper near the free throw line. Now picks his dribble up. Back to Emilio Gonzalez. Emilio off the drive. Goes against Charlie and gets a left-handed make.
Emilio led him in scoring that first time. He's averaging, I think, right around 11 a game. And he has a great little knack getting to the hole.
8-7 Crusaders here. Schultz having trouble, finally gets it into Quinn. Quinn going one-on-one. Charlie, open three, right wing, off the horn, and rebounded by Hardy. Here comes the Warriors now with a chance to take the lead. They trail 8-7. First minute and a half of the second quarter is in the books. Emilio driving against Charlie again, kicks it corner. There's an open three, step back, good.
That was
Joey Hardy,
number 30 of the Warriors with a two-point lead here.
10-8 Warriors. The first 5 points of quarter number two belong to the Warriors. There's
foul
Schaefer
there on
getting, double team.
Foul on Braulio Gonzalez.
As Kason Thomas is going to check out, and Charlie Von Drager. Man, Charlie could roll up some points tonight because they're giving those three-pointers away. But
yeah, but right now
we got to knock them in. On the inbound set, there's Matt Noel being hacked in the act. He'll get two free throws there as he couldn't get it to fall.
I think that was Hardy. Oh, they got to put that on Jervik. Jervik's the sophomore athletic kid. They've got him on Matt Noel. That's a tough matchup for anybody.
Noel at the line, first free throw is good. Matt's got five. On the season, he's a 63% free throw shooter. He'll get one more. Checking in the ball game is Cy Gall once again. Also checking in is Gavin Arndt for the Warriors as Matt gets both free throws. He's got six. It's all deadlocked at 10. 6:02 to go here in your second quarter. It's Emilio Gonzalez working against Schultz. Nice defense there. They kick it up to Arndt up high. Emilio Gonzalez, left wing. He gets a switch. He's working on Quinn now off that left wing. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Back up high to Arndt. They got posted up down deep as Ryan Hoffman. Hoffman's going to get it. A little turnaround jumper by Hoffman is good. Nice possession there by the Warriors.
And Hoffman just a sophomore as well, right, Coach?
Yeah. No, Hoffman's a senior.
Oh, he's a senior.
Yeah. 12-10. There's a corner three by Schaefer off the mark, but nice hustle by Quinn Olson to save it and then throw it off a Warrior defender. So it's going to be inbounded by the Crusaders deep in their corner. They trail by two, 12-10, 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. Matt up high gives it over to Schultz. Now they spin it over to the left side. Quinn's going to drive in. Schaefer, three, off the mark, and rebound by Cy Gall. Here come the Warriors. Crusaders just not finding the range from deep.
No, they're right now, I believe, 1-for-10 from the arc.
Emilio Gonzalez, he's going to go deep from three-point range, and he knocks it down.
But he's shooting it well.
He's got eight, and the Warriors are up by five, 15-10. Coach Hahn's going to take a quick timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS, Barkley Asphalt, Plymouth County Right to Life, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Rubber Ducky, Service Master, Siouxland, Schramm Electric, join Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand and Lightforms as your second quarter sponsors. Here in the second quarter, it's been a 10-2 run by the Warriors, and that's pushed them to a 15-10 lead here with 4:57 to go in the first half.
Well, the pace is the pace they want. If I'm Helan, I think I might come back out and go into that 1-3-1, but really get out and trap it. They've got small guards, and it's going to be Gonzalez and Gonzalez out at half court. Let's trap those guys right when they come across half court. We got the size. I think that's where we create this offense.
So much of defensive pressure, though, is predicated by making baskets first.
Amen.
We've got to start making some baskets.
Amen.
Quinn Olson with the ball up high, kicks it corner. Schultz, skip pass, Schaefer. Schaefer rises up, pump fakes, drives baseline. Quinn Olson had the three, turned it down, back to Schultz. Good defense here as they get it in, finally get it into Matt Knoll. Matt dribbles it out, kicks it. Long three, Schaefer off the mark, and rebounded once again by Cy Gall.
That is, they are going to sandwich Mr. Matt Knoll every time he gets it inside. They're sending four guys.
There's a bank three-pointer there by number 22, Ryan Hoffman. And that run continues. It's a 13-2 run here in the second quarter. It's got the Warriors up eight. Matt Knoll trying to answer. His long three's off the board. Quinn got the rebound. Gets into the lane, trying to get his man up. Good defense by the Warriors. They'll reset the offense back into Matt. He's going to get double-teamed. Digging for the ball, and I believe we're going to see a foul whistle there.
Yeah. That's the third foul of the quarter on the Warriors. Helan right now is no fouls. That might tell you maybe we need to get a little more aggressive.
That's foul number two on Hoffman. So Dixon and Hoffman, really they're two big men, each with two fouls apiece. That might play into things here. But right now the defensive scheme that Sergeant Bluff's implementing is coming up big as the Crusaders, they're giving the Crusaders three-pointers, and they're just not falling. High post entry now to Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to go one-on-one. He spins. Left-handed layup is good.
Yeah, nice little move there by Quinn. He's really effective. He gets that ball that high post. He's a tough matchup as Gonzalez brings it down. Crusaders still in that man-to-man defense.
On the right wing with the ball is Hardy. He kicks it inside. Nothing going, so they'll dribble back out and reset. It's Dixon working against Quinn. He's got a clear out on that right side, trying to get Quinn in the air, finally kicks it down deep. There's a double team by the Crusaders, nothing going there. Arndt with the ball. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Emilio Gonzalez working against Schultz. There's a left-handed three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark, and the rebound is going to be won by the Crusaders. Good defense on that possession. 3 minutes left in the first half. Crusaders trail by six, 18-12. With the ball, here comes Schaefer down the, or excuse me, Schultz. He drives into the lane. He's got a mismatch there height-wise. Kicks it into Matt. Matt gets a block, and Arndt with the rebound here, and he's going to push it against that Crusader attack. No numbers, so they're going to kick it back out to Emilio Gonzalez. Swings it left side, Saigal. Back to Emilio Gonzalez up high. He's going to drive baseline against Brady. Picks it up, kicks it back to Gall. Up high, Dixon with the ball. Dixon takes it right to the heart of the defense and gets the bucket. Another good possession for the Warriors. That lead now sits at
20-12.
20-12. Matt at the other end spins in the lane and is going to be hacked in the shooting act, and he's going to have another couple free throws there. And that foul is going to be whistled on Gavin Arndt. That's Gavin's first, fourth team foul. And it's going to put Matt Noel to the line. Matt without a bucket here in the second quarter. He's 2-for-3 from the charity stripe. He'll get one more. Schaefer's going to check in. Chamberlain's going to check out. Crusaders really need to find somebody to get hot from outside, because they are just taking everything inside away right now.
Yep, they are. And as crazy as this sounds, it might be a good opportunity to maybe just get Matt out of the game for a minute, because he's getting all the attention. As Crusaders do come back into a little 1-3-1, more of a soft one, is Quinn Olson out there at the top of the key. And a slip pass, a nice little slip pass there, and Dixon with the bucket.
The old diagonal against the 1-3-1. It's right there. By the way, Matt Noel made 1-2 at that other end. 22-13 is your score. We're under 2 minutes left in the first half. Quinn Olson has the ball between the circles. He's going to dribble down to the free throw line. Kicks over to Charlie. Back to Schultz. Schultz drives into the lane. Nothing going there. Schaefer had the three. Kicked it into Quinn Olson instead. Back to Schultz. Brady with the three. It's off the mark. Ball's tipped out by Charlie Von Drager, and Sean Schultz gets the rebound. Sean with the three. It's off the mark. Brady with another rebound. Nice job by Schultz of keeping the possession alive. This is the third attempt now. Charlie Von Drager kicks it in to Quinn. Quinn with a little jump hook. Good.
Yep. You get three shots. One of them better go in.
22-15. Minute 10 to go here in your first half. Gavin Arndt with the ball. Gets a tip. Gets it stolen. Now the Crusaders have got numbers. They kick it up to Quinn. Quinn's got a layup and gets a block, but Matt gets a bucket and one there.
There you go. That's maybe what we need to get a little transition. A little tip pass leads to the old traditional chance at an and one.
Foul's going to be whistled on Saigal coming out of nowhere. That leads at five now, 22-17. Noel with a chance to cut it even closer here. That one trickles in. He's 4-for-5 on the night, 22-18. Here come the Warriors with the ball. Under 1 minute left. And as they kick it inside, Crusaders just fell asleep again in that zone. And Gavin Arndt with the finish there.
47 seconds left here. Crusaders need a bucket. And that was kind of a quick shot there by Matt. I think he's feeling the pressure to get some things done as Gonzalez in transition. Gall with the layup.
Gets a block by Noel. Inside, Gall gets his block. 24 seconds left. The four-second differential between game clock and shot clock. It's going to be Sergeant Bluff ball underneath their own bucket here. They lead by six, 24-18. And certainly a pace that's very conducive to what Sergeant Bluff wants here.
Right. I could see them, they don't get a layup off this inbounds. I could see them definitely maybe running this out as Noel might get the tip and the breakaway. He does.
He gets a push and an and one.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I like about Matt Noel is he competes. He competes. I mean, he's getting double, triple, quadruple teamed, but he just keeps playing. That's a big play right there.
That absolutely is. Yes, he's going to get a chance to cut it back to just one bucket here. The score stands at 24-20. Really been all inside between Noel and Olson tonight. Olson with five, now Noel with 12. Matt's free throw is up and a little bit short, so Sergeant Bluff's going to bring it down. They'll have the last possession of the half. They lead by four, 24-20. Emilio Gonzalez working against Schaefer. Crusaders with plenty of fouls to give. They don't have a foul in this corner.
Right.
It's Jervik, hands back. There's a jumper. Good. Got
Dixon.
Good ball possession there.
That was a nice possession by the Warriors, no doubt.
Scott Dixon drills it. So after one half of play, Crusaders trail the Warriors 26-20. Once again, a big thanks to our second quarter sponsors, Lightforms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. On your Security National Bank scoreboard at half, Crusaders trail the Warriors from Sergeant Bluff Luton 26-20. We'll be right back.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Tonight's halftime show is brought to you, as always, by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with our new sponsor, Sacred Heart Parish, Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Posse and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. At the half, the ninth-ranked Crusaders find themselves with a six-point deficit as they trail the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors 26-20. It's been kind of a surgical effort by Sergeant Bluff. They've been spreading the wealth and running the play clock down or the shot clock down and finding ways to get buckets. The big change was the second quarter, where the Warriors outscored the Crusaders 21-12 to go from a three-point deficit to this six-point lead.
And they had a 10-11 point lead on us, and we got it down to four. They hit that last bucket to go in the half up six. Crusaders, I think to turn the tables here, we've shot 14 three-pointers. We've made one. I think it's going to start on the defensive end. I do like the 1-3-1. I wish we'd come out and extend and trap a little bit more out of that and make the passes a little bit more difficult. I think we've got, with the athleticism on the point of a Quinn Olson and, the size of Matt Noah, Sean Schaefer. I mean, we've got some people that can, I think, create some real disruptions defensively.
The one thing with the Warriors, though, in attacking that 1-3-1 is they got with the Gonzalez brothers and Jervik, they got the ability to really get into those gaps,
yeah.
and we're not getting very good rotation.
No, we've
given up a couple of diagonal buckets on that. So.
I think if you're going to do it, you have to sell your soul to it a little bit, and you just have to commit that we're going to trap out of this thing, because anything soft, they're dissecting.
And really the difference in the game is the balance of the Warriors versus Crusaders is three people finding the scoring column. Brady Schultz hit a three in the very first possession of the game. After that, the points all came from Quinn Olson and most notably Matt Noel. Matt with 12, Quinn with 5, and Brady with 3 account for all 20 of the Crusader points.
And so right now inside those locker rooms, I'm sure you've got Coach Hahn just trying to figure out, okay, how do we get Matt Noel involved? We've tried to put him in the post. He gets the ball in the post, and he is literally has three to four guys around him. Now, if that's if you want to play that game, then we have to cut to the basket. We need to make sure we're making ourselves available so that Matt can pass out of that.
Again, what's available, however, has been the three-point shots kicking out of that, and we're just not finding the range of
well,
that.
Well, I think that's where you have to have cutters to the basket. You know, we got to make sure we're shooting layups out of that. Although, hopefully, the shooting lows don't continue for the Crusaders the way they've been. We, you know, once you see something go in, boy, it sure makes it a lot easier.
For the Warriors, Emilio Gonzalez with 8, Scott Dixon with 6, Ryan Hoffman with 5, Joey Hardy with 3, 2 points for Gavin Arndt, and 2 points for Isaiah Jervik. And so, you know, the balance, 6 different players in the scoring column for Sergeant Bluff, as opposed to just 3 for the Crusaders. Once again, the Crusaders trail the Warriors 26-20 on your Security National Bank scoreboard here at halftime. Our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Sacred Heart Parish, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paycheck HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. We're going to get back to Abby, back at the studio, and hear some more from some of our great sponsors who generously give of their finances so that we can bring you these athletic endeavors on Catholic Radio. When we come back, we'll kind of set the stage for the second half. After one half of play, though, the Crusaders trail the Warriors 26-20. We'll be right back.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Cost is never a barrier to healing at your local Catholic Charities. We offer a sliding fee scale for mental health counseling, in person or by telehealth, through locations in Carroll, Fort Dodge, Sioux City, and Spencer. No matter where you live in the diocese, no matter your financial situation, if you are struggling, Catholic Charities is here for you. Speak with one of our caring professionals at 712-252-4547.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, alongside Tom Betts. I'm Bob Geary. Abby DeMar's back at the studio. It's halftime here at Sergeant Bluff, that the Warriors leading the Crusaders 26-20. If you're just tuning in, the girls won the opener tonight rather easily, 64-41, to move to 13-1 on the season. But the guys find themselves in a dogfight here. They trail by 6. The Crusaders led 8-5 in a low-scoring first quarter. But in the second quarter, the bucket opened up for Sergeant Bluff as they outscored the Crusaders 21-12 and currently hold that 26-20 lead. Dave Pepin Real Estate, Sacred Heart Parish, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists have been your halftime sponsors. 90 seconds left here to kind of get things in order before we tip off for the third quarter. And, boy, I tell you what, that first few minutes of that third quarter is going to be big. You just don't want to let the lead get too big, because you know Sergeant Bluff has the guard efficiency to run a lot of play clock or a lot of shot clock every time. And
well, they're patient. They're well coached. They kind of do what they do, and they know what their strategy is. And they have the ball to start this quarter. I think Crusaders, we need to do anything that, you know, whether it's a trap and first pass. Like I said, we got to get aggressive just to kind of change the flow of this game.
Once again, leading scorer in the ball game tonight is Matt Noel with 12 for the Crusaders. For the Warriors, they're led by Emilio Gonzalez with 8. So here we're getting ready to go here as the horn sounds. The teams get their final instructions. The third quarter night is going to be brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Warriors are open with the ball here to start quarter number three. Once again, we're back on the air on Tuesday. Crusaders and both Crusader teams will play at Western Christian in Hull tomorrow afternoon. We will not have coverage of that on Catholic Radio, but we'll be back on the air on Tuesday. So if you can't make it out to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse to watch the Crusaders tee it up with the West High Wolverines, tune into us. Girls tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off at 7 o'clock. Original starting lineups on the floor for both teams as we get ready here for quarter number three, and here we go. The ball is in play. Sergeant Bluff moving left to right on your radio dial. It's Briello Gonzalez working on a high pick. Drives wing, nothing going, so he's going to bring it right back out. They like to probe that defense. If they don't have anything, they kick it inside, and that's exactly what they do. Nice left-handed jump hook there by Scott Dixon. Comes up just a little bit short. Good defense by Matt Knoll of keeping his feet and grabbing that rebound. Here's the Crusaders now trailing by six, first possession of the quarter. They're trying to get it to Matt in the high post. They finally do.
They're looking for a little isolation there. And that Jervik does a great job of forcing Matt back to his left hand. Great offensive rebound there.
Bo Chamberlain.
And second shot, Quinn Olson with the layup.
Bo Chamberlain missed the three. Schaefer hustled down the rebound, kicked it in to Quinn Olson. Quinn got the bucket. He's got seven, leads four, 26-22 here. 1 minute into the third quarter. Here's Briello Gonzalez, kicks it over to Dixon. Dixon drives, little jump shot. Looking good from 12 feet. He has 8 points. Lead is back to 6, 28-22. Here come the Crusaders trying to answer. Quinn Olson, high left side. That defense is sagging in. Quinn with the open three, good.
All right, Quinn, hey, we'll take that.
Quinn with 5 in the quarter, 8 for the night, or 10 for the night. Pulls the Crusaders back within 3 points here, 28-25. Emilio Gonzalez gets cut off, and there's a nice steal by Matt. Matt with a spin move in the open court. He's got a wide open Brady Schultz, but Brady, instead of cutting, stood at the three-point line, drives in, gets it to Matt. Matt's got the bucket.
There you go. Back to one. Crusaders on a little
7-2 run. 28-27. Crusaders within one. Emilio Gonzalez kicks it over to Ryan Hoffman. Crusaders trying to speed up as Emilio comes in. The help defense kicks it over. Really nice job by Gonzalez to find the open man. And that was Scott Dixon. Scott's got 10. And that leads back to 3. Knoll drives in, has a shot blocked.
A lot of contact out there, a lot of contact, but they're just letting them play. And I have to give the officials credit. They're letting everybody play.
It's been very consistent.
It's been that way in the girls' game.
Inbounding opportunity here now for the Crusaders. They trail by 3, 5:52 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. They kick it into Matt Knoll. He hands back to Quinn. Quinn at the spot where he hit the 3 a little while ago decides not to shoot it. He's going to back it off. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Brady Schultz, corner 3, short, and the rebound is going to be corralled by Sergeant Bluff as it rolls out of bounds off the Crusaders. Tell you what, Sean Schaefer's really hammering the boards.
Yeah, he is. And this game is going to come down to a lot of second shots, and when you're not shooting it well, boy, you better get a couple more as Gonzalez from 3 a little bit long.
Quinn Olson, a quick possession there for SVL as Quinn gets the rebound. Quinn pushes it down. Brady kicks it corner, Bow. Chamberlain back up to Brady Schultz. Had a look, nothing going. Schaefer back to Quinn. Quinn to Bow in the corner. Bow's going to drive in, drops it down to Quinn. We try and get fancy there with a behind-the-back pass and just weren't ready for it. Kind of a careless turnover for the Crusaders.
Exactly. Again, the Warriors up 30-27 here, 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Our premier sponsors for quarter three include Falk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Jervik's going to set the offense now for Sergeant Bluff. They're going to take a little more time on this run, a little flex offense. They get a lot of movement through there. Emilio Gonzalez pops out, quick three, good.
Yep.
Emilio read the defense. They sag back on him. He stepped back, grabbed the three, and that leads back to 6 now, 33-27, right where we started the quarter. Schaefer with the ball now. He thought about the three, kicks it over to Matt. Now left side, Brady Schultz. Brady drives, kicks back to Quinn Olson. Everybody's touched it on this possession. Bo Chamberlain has nothing, kicks it back to Quinn. Inside, Quinn with a nice spin move, gets deep, and he's going to be fouled and gets free throws. Let's see who they whistle that foul on. Trying to determine there.
I think that was on Dixon.
And that's going to be Scott's third foul. And that's going to put Quinn Olson to the line. Quinn tonight, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. He'll get a couple here. Crusaders trail 33-27. Free throw's good. Quinn's off to a nice start in this quarter. He's got 6. Yeah, checking into the ball game is going to be Joey Hardy. And checking out is going to be Scott Dixon with those 3 fouls. One more free throw here for Mr. Olson. And it's good. Boy, nothing but the bottom of the net on both of those. Like it. 33-29. 4:22 to go here in quarter number 3. Here comes Briella Gonzalez with the ball. He's got Emilio Gonzalez on the right wing. Jervik on the left. Hands off to Jervik. Joey Hardy in the corner. Back to Gonzalez. Emilio. He immediately gets pressured by Quinn Olson. Quinn gets a steal. Quinn and Schaefer now. Good 2-on-1 break there as Quinn puts it in.
There we go. We got it back within 2. It's been the quarter of Quinn right now.
Quinn's got 9 in the quarter, and there's going to be a timeout by Adam Vandershaft from Sergeant Bluff as they've seen that 6-point lead dwindle to just 2 at 33-31. It gives us a chance to thank our third quarter sponsors once again, Folk Brothers, Central Banks, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brother, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. And Tom, this third quarter's got the kind of pace the Crusaders like. It's getting up and down a little bit more.
Absolutely. And with Dixon with his third foul, that'll be critical to see how the Warriors kind of can compensate with their leading scorer on the bench and how long they can go with him there with 3 fouls.
I'm still kind of waiting for that third, for that other scorer to kind of show their face. Right now, it's strictly Matt Nolan.
28-31 from 2 guys.
Yeah, so far a goose egg for Sean Schaefer and a goose egg for Bo Chamberlain. You really need
nothing off the bench.
No, so we need to find scoring from somewhere beside those two. They're keeping us in it. We just got to find a way to get over that hump. So here come the Warriors out of the timeout. Let's see what Adam drew up. They kick it inside. They're going to attack deep. Nice post move there, but the shot's missed. Ryan Hoffman had it deep. Bo Chamberlain got the rebound on the short miss. Here come the Crusaders with a chance to tie or take the lead with a 3-pointer. Noel gets double-teamed and gets fouled there. Yep. You know, hard double-team. That's Briello Gonzalez with that foul. That's 2 on him. Second team foul. Crusaders inbound now, fresh of shot. You think with the shot clock that they'll go to kind of like the college where they won't go the full 35 after something like that?
I think it's basically, to me, it's something that they're doing here for a few years so that everyone gets used to a shot clock.
Here's the Crusaders now off the inbounds. Bo Chamberlain kicks it up high to Quinn. Now Schaefer's going to take controls above the arc. Kicks it right corner. A little movement through. Bo's going to come off the pick. Drives into the lane. Kicks corner. Sean Schaefer, pump fake drive, elevates, got it blocked. Matt Noel hit the board, tried to get the tip in, but finally the Warriors come away with it. It's Jervik pushing it up the floor. Gets it to Joey Hardy in the left corner. Now back up high, Briello Gonzalez off the high pick. He's got Quinn Olson on it. Nice drive there, Briello. He missed it, but nobody pinned out Hardy, and he got the rebound.
And he missed it, and then they fouled, I believe. Oh, they're calling for the net?
Matt Noel came out. I think Matt Noel came out of nowhere to get the block, and Crusaders with the ball. Wow, dodged a bullet there.
Dodged a bullet there, yeah. They had the layup.
Nobody pinned out Joey Harder. He missed it, then got the rebound back. Matt Noel came and blocked that, and then the Crusaders got control of it, and it was a dead ball situation because the net was caught up. Long story short, Crusaders with the ball, trailing by 2, 33-31, 2:37 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Schultz with the ball high, gets a pick from Kaysen. Luckily, we didn't get a moving pick there.
Yeah.
Schaefer back to Schultz. They got Matt Noel posted up inside. Kaysen Thomas now up high. Hands it back to Matt Noel. Matt's going to temporarily got a 1-on-1, but everybody collapses in, and we're going to get 2 shots there. He just took it right into the heart of the defense.
Well, that's about what we can do right now.
That's Isaiah Jervik's third foul. Isaiah's done a nice job guarding him. Fouls now 3-0. Crusaders with very few fouls in the ball game. Matt Noel at the free throw line. First one crawls in. He's got one more. That's 15 on the night for him.
We just Grant Whitcomb, the freshman, checking in for Brady Schultz. So we'll
I don't think we want to keep Quinn down too long.
Here comes Quinn right now.
Quinn's probably going to give Matt a break here, you think?
No, I think Quinn's probably going to give Matt's not going anywhere.
Bo Chamberlain's going to get the break.
Why does Matt need to break now? He hasn't come out in five games.
Hey, just like that, it's all tied. 33-33. 2:11 to go here in your third quarter. The Crusaders have erased that six-point deficit at half. Now Sergeant Bluff trying to answer the call. Briello Gonzalez working up high against the freshman Wickham. Good defense there. As Dixon gets it down deep. Matt Noel with the block. Now Quinn showing his stuff. Matt Noel, three-pointer short. Rebound by Schaefer once again. They hand it back to Matt. Kicks it over to Kaysen.
Wow. Wish we wouldn't have called that timeout.
Crusaders
again,
gonna,
second shots. That's what's keeping us in this game, a tie ball game right now.
Crusaders are going to maintain possession here. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Lawler Fixtures, Modern Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, Catholic Charities, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle. Join our premier sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank, as your third quarter sponsors. With 1:43 to go in the third quarter, we're right back where we started the evening, all tied up. It's 33-33. As the Crusaders have come back from a 26-20 halftime deficit to tie the ball game, and now they'll have an inbounds opportunity under their own bucket here to try and grab that lead back. As Coach Joe Burkhart takes a look at what the Crusaders are going to throw there. Kind of the dean of all.
He's the dean. 49 years this year, coaching.
Northwestern Iowa coaches. Now Crusaders are inbound. Into Noel. Noel gets the easy one and puts it in. As if anything's easy in this ball game.
Absolutely. We finally got the lead back. Crusaders back 35-33.
There's Briello Gonzalez driving against the freshman Wickham. Wickham drops it off. He's going to get called for the foul there. Grant Wickham with his first foul there. Pretty good defense there, but Gonzalez got him up in the air and drew the foul. Biello's a 72% free throw shooter. Okay. He'll go to the line to shoot a couple here. He's yet to score in the ball game. First free throw is in and out. He'll get one more. 1:28 left. Quarter three. Crusaders 35. Warriors 33. We got ourselves a good one going here, Thomas.
We definitely do.
Second free throw by Gonzalez. He is up and good. 35-34, Crusaders. 1:27 to go here in your third quarter. Matt Noel up high, kicks it corner.
Not sure.
Kaysen.
That's just not a good spot for Kaysen to have. They're going to try to isolate Quinn Olson here a little bit, maybe.
Run some cutters through. Quinn's going to kick it back to Wickham up high. The freshman kicks it over, spins it. Kaysen Thomas, three-corner off the mark. And the rebound is brought down by Briella Gonzalez. Here come the Warriors with a chance to reclaim the lead. They trail by one, 35-34. Under 1 minute left here in the third quarter. As getting the ball down deep was Hoffman. He kicked it back to Dixon. The shot is up and short. Rebound by Noel. 33 seconds left on the shot clock. 42 seconds left on the game clock. Crusaders with a one-point lead. Kaysen Thomas got the ball in that left corner. They're not going to guard him. Schaefer, long three. Misses it. Kaysen hammers the board.
Well, and that's what he can do.
And now the shot clock is off. Crusaders can get the last shot of the quarter. And it looks like that's what the coach wants him to do there, as Quinn Olson's going to dribble some time away. We're under 20 seconds left. Again, your shot clock is off. As that rebound came with under 35 seconds left, 12 seconds, 11, 10. Quinn's going to go off the high pick, kicks it corner. Wickham with a three, in and out. Rebound is going to be corralled by Sergeant Bluff. 3-2, half-court shot is just off the mark. So after three quarters of play, the Crusaders have crawled back from the six-point halftime deficit to grab the quarter lead at 35-34. Big thanks to our third-quarter sponsors when we come back. Quarter number four. It's a good one here from Sergeant Bluff. We'll be right back.
In receiving communion, Catholic married couples meet the one who is the source of their marriage. How do couples live this profound truth in their lives? And what does it look like for the Eucharist to be the source and summit of your marriage? For the answer to these questions, Modern Day Parish in Sioux City would like to invite you to join us for Marriage Date Night on Friday, February 9th at Immaculate Conception Church in Sioux City. Come join us for dinner, great conversation, and guest speaker Eric Gallagher. The cost is $40 per couple. You can register online at moderndaysc.org or call the parish office.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
As we start quarter four, Crusaders with the ball in the lead, 35-34, as the ball goes into Quinn Olson. Quinn drives in, gets the ball tipped out of bounds.
Might have got away from a travel to start that play. But
Sergeant Bluff might have got away with that foul. There,
yeah,
so
and
we'll
so
call it even.
Call it even. Let's, you know, I think we're, let's see, we get Matt Noel posted again.
Matt off a high pick. Quinn rolled, nothing going there. Schaefer deep in the lane, elevates, puts it up and misses. Rebound there, nice rebound by Ryan Hoffman. Here come the Warriors now. Seigal with the ball, kicks it back to Emilio Gonzalez. Emilio working against Bo Chamberlain. A little weave action by the.
You know Sergeant Bluff's going to run something good.
They're trailed by one, 35-34. Jurvik working against Sean Schaefer. Sean, good defense, but Jurvik gets good offense there.
Sometimes better offense beats good defense.
Lead is back in the hands of the Warriors, 36-35. 4 points for Isaiah Jurvik. Quinn Olson, really been a two-man attack. Quinn with 14, Matt Noel with 18 for the Crusaders. Schaefer kicks it to Bo. Bo goes inside to Matt. Matt's quick with it. He can get this off. Left hand misses it, gets his own rebound, puts it back
in. Yeah, just too strong.
Kind of played catch with himself.
Surprised he didn't double down with three or four guys again.
37-36. Back and forth. Here we go. There's a three by the Warriors.
That's a quick shot for the Warriors.
Seigal missed that. Size a 6'2" senior. Here comes Noel. Hands back to Schultz. Kicks it over to Quinn. Quinn thought he had it. Now he's going to back it off. Left wing, Bo Chamberlain. Bo drives in, elevates, and he's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. Need to get Bo going here. He's been shut out tonight. He's going to get a couple free throws here. Foul's going to be on Mr. Hoffman. That's three on Ryan Hoffman, yep. Three on Dixon, and three on Jurvik for the Warriors. Bo misses the first one. Take your time, Bo. We need this here.
Yeah.
Every possession's important there. Checking into the ball game is going to be Gavin Arndt for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. Checking out, it's going to be Ryan Hoffman. Bo Chamberlain, second free throw, is off the mark as well. So an empty possession there from the free throw line. Crusaders hold on to a 37-36 lead, 6:22 to go here. Jurvik hands back to Dixon. Dixon drives, left-handed layup.
Great block by Quinn Olson. Quinn just sprained his ankle, I think.
And we'll see if the official stop it.
We'll see if that's just a little tweak.
And again, they'll stop action once the team does not have a.
Quinn's gonna go. Kids wear those low tops. I don't know if it makes a difference or not, but he's limping like it hurt.
Quinn's gonna go back to the locker room there and have the trainers here, Sergeant Bluff, take a look at him. So here's the Crusaders with the ball. 6 minutes left in your ball game. They lead by one. Bo Chamberlain with the ball, kicks it over to Sean Schaefer. Scoring's got to come from somebody beside Matt. Matt, fadeaway jumper, good.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Well, again, this is Matt's 20. He's got 22 out of 36, 39, 22 out of 39 points.
The Crusaders led 4-0 early on. Since then, this is their biggest lead at 3, 39-36. Emilio Gonzalez with the ball up high, working against Schultz. Good defense by Brady. Kicks it out to Jurvik. He's working against Chamberlain. 13 seconds left on the play clock. Jurvik sets him up, and I believe we're going to see a hand check called on Chamberlain. I believe they'll call that on the drive.
First foul. They call that on the shot.
It's going to be underneath.
Yeah,
I think
it should be underneath.
Bo, ironically, has three fouls. The team only has four for the night. I think that was a good, you know, that was the right call.
Oh, the right
call.
It was well
before the shot.
Yeah.
Sergeant Bluff now inbound under their own basket. They kick it up to Dixon. Run a little action for Gonzalez. Emilio misses it and a rebound by Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen secures it, hands it back to Matt Nolan. Matt's going to walk it across the timeline. The Crusaders now up by three with 5 minutes to go. Bo Chamberlain, three, is off the mark badly.
Wow.
Quick three-pointer on that possession. Here come the Warriors trying to answer. Their three-pointers in and out as well. That was Dixon. Had a good look. It looked like it was going in, but came right back out. Under 5 minutes left in the ball game. Crusaders up three. Let's get a good possession and get a bucket here. Matt Noel with the ball up high between the circles above the key. Nearly has it stolen.
I think that's a...
Matt takes it in, and he's going to get hacked. And Sergeant Bluff Luton, faithful, begging for an over-the-back as Matt got a lot of pressure and nearly stepped on the half-court line.
Yeah. And Dixon out there, half-court, needs to be careful with three fouls. That's for the Warriors. That's a guy they need on the floor.
Gavin Arndt with that foul. Noel with the free throw. He'll get one more here. He's got 23. He's right at his season average right now as checking back into the game is freshman
Grant Wickham.
And Grant's getting a little baptism under fire here. Of course, Pierce Conley went out early with an ankle sprain. And Matt,
although I think Pierce is fine. He's on the bench. The largest lead of the night for the Crusaders, 5 points?
Yes, it is, 5 points. Wickham working against Gonzalez. They kick it up to Jurevic. He's working against Schaefer. Back to Emilio Gonzalez. He's got Kaysen Thomas. And I tell you what, Kaysen can play some defense.
Yeah.
They got Arndt with a mismatch there as Grant Wickham's going to be whistled for the foul for putting both hands on him. That's his second. Just the sixth foul of the night for the Crusaders. It's a common foul. So the ball's going to be inbounded underneath the basket by Sergeant Bluff. They kick it to the corner.
Here comes Gonzalez.
Gonzalez turns down the three, drives in, back to Jurevic. Gonzalez now, we gave him space, and he made it.
The guy can shoot. You just can't give him that open look. Gets it back to a two-point game.
41-39, halfway through quarter number four. As Crusaders trying to answer here. They got Noel posted up again, taken in deep. He gets double-teamed, ball's loose and stolen, and now the Warriors are going to have a breakaway, and they got the layup. They're back within one.
Yeah.
As Scott Dixon with the bucket there. 3:40 left. We're all deadlocked at 41-41 here.
I think Matt Noel, we need to get him out of that post because, they're setting the floodgates there.
And Wickham throws it away trying to get it into Matt Noel. Here's the Warriors now with a chance to take the lead. Emilio pushes the issue. There's a corner three. It's off the mark. Rebounded by the freshman.
Don't know if that's Jervik's shot. What do you think?
No, I don't think so either. But, I tell you what, we got a good one going.
The energy just switched. The tie, you know, it's been a game of momentum. Crusaders have kind of, like I said, came back from a six-point deficit to get a five-point lead, and now we're here tied up again.
We're going to take it back to the studio for a quick 30-second spot. When we come back, it's deadlocked at 41, 3:16 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills Shellhammer Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Crusader ball in their backcourt. We're deadlocked at 41, 3:16 left in the ball game. St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice, the Siouxland Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more are your fourth quarter sponsors. As Quinn Olson comes out of the locker room, we may get another look with Quinn. Once He went down. I think we were up five, and we find ourselves tied. Just once again, the ball goes inside. And
foul on Dixon there. Big foul. It's four.
Once again, every time Matt Knoll touches it inside, it's just a confluence of white shirts. Sometimes he gets three, four guys on him. As Quinn Olson playing on that bum ankle is going to give it a run here with 3:03 to go. 35 fresh shot clock here. 41-41. Crusaders really need to get a good look here. They led by five at 41-36, but the Warriors have scored the last 5 points of the game to bring it back to a tie ball game. There's a cross-court pass. Bo Chamberlain, long three. Bo is in and out and rebounded by Scott Dixon. Here come the Warriors now as Coach Vandershaft calls out his assignments. Emilio Gonzalez working off a high pick. Good backdoor play to Jervik, but good better defense by Schaefer. Their ball goes inside to Hardy, and they throw the ball away.
Yeah, Hardy had it. He actually might have had a layup, but he tried to kick it out to Dixon and errant pass.
Crusaders dodge a bullet again, and here they come, 2:36 to go. Schaefer, Knoll, Schultz, Chamberlain, and Olson, the starting five for the Crusaders on the floor here for the last 2 minutes and change. Brady Schultz is going to set the offense up high, double high post. Quinn gets it just above the elbow, back to Matt. Matt's got Jervik on him above the circle. They got Quinn posted up, back to Matt. They're going to take it into Quinn. There's a backdoor cut. Quinn's looking for something here. He hands it back. Bo Chamberlain on the cut.
Yep. Makes
it. I'm not sure that's what they had designed, but
yeah,
it worked.
We'll take it.
Big bucket by Bo. 43-41 Crusaders. Under 2 minutes left in your ball game. It's an old-fashioned barn burner.
Yes, it is.
Up high. Good ball movement here by the Warriors as they're spinning around the perimeter and running cutters through the offense here. 18 seconds left, and Coach Vandershaft is going to talk about what he wants here in the last minute 40 to go. We've got a full timeout. We're going to take one with you. Once again, with 1:40 to go in your ball game. Crusaders 43, Warriors 41. We'll be right back.
Culligan. For more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City. To find out more, call 712-252-4479.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Crusaders trying to sweep the doubleheader. The girls got to win 64-41 in the opener, but the boys' game has been kind of a seesaw battle. Right now, the Crusaders holding on to a two-point lead with an even 100 seconds left in the ball game. Warriors are going to inbound. They've got 17 seconds left on the shot clock coming out of the timeout here as they're going to kick it in to Isaiah Jervik, and he's going to bring it over the timeline, kicks it high post. A little down pick for Jervik. He's got an open three. Bo closes out nicely on him. Emilio Gonzalez, three-pointers off the mark.
And it's coming this way.
Two different sorts of bluff players go up for the rebound and tip it out of bounds. Crusaders dodge another bullet. They got the ball, 1:25 left in your ball game. They lead by two. Full court pressure by the Warriors here as Matt can't get
call.
It in and didn't waste the time. Got to take a timeout there, man.
Yeah. And that's where I kind of wish Matt Knoll wasn't inbounding it. I like to see him coming back to the ball. Have Quinn Olson, the guy that's maybe a quarterback, a little bit of a sprained ankle right now.
On the inbounds, it's brought in to Briello Gonzalez. He's going to work against Schultz. He probes a little bit back to Jervik, guarded by Bo Chamberlain. Bo takes it inside deep to Hoffman. Hoffman, turnaround jumper short. Battle for the rebounds, won by Jervik. Hoffman with another look. That one is good.
Oh, boy, that used every bit of the rim to roll in, and we got a tie ball game with a minute left.
Ryan Hoffman there with the bucket there.
Fouls are three on the Warriors, two on the Crusaders, so that'll play into this.
You can't give second and third possessions there. Quinn Olson with the ball. Bo Chamberlain, three-pointer, high arc, is off the mark. Noel gets the rebound, and then one. Wow.
That was a
very fortuitous bounce right in the hands of Matt.
Yeah.
Let's knock this free throw down now, Matt. As offense for defense now, is he going to bring Kaysen Thomas in for Quinn Olson on that bum ankle? Big free throw here. Difference between a two-point and a three-point lead. 45-43, 44.6 seconds to go. Free throw is off the mark. And the rebound by Emilio Gonzalez. They kick it up quickly. They got Dixon working one-on-one against Matt Noel. Matt, finger roll. Nothing going there.
Schaefer,
or Schultz gets the rebound.
Back and to, this is where...
got to get across the timeline. Brady Schultz gets it across. He's got trouble, and we're going to see it.
Chamberlain with a broken ankle, or a sprained ankle.
Chamberlain goes down now. We've got a timeout on the floor. And he can stay in the game since there's a timeout being called.
Right.
And I would guess, if at all possible, he is going to stay in. So here's a stage for you. Crusaders 45, Warriors 43. Basically, 26.4 seconds to go on the game clock, 25 seconds to go on the play clock, shot clock. So,
well,
Crusaders essentially can run it down all the way.
Yeah, you're going to see a foul pretty quick.
Looks like they're not putting
Quinn. Timeouts left. I said you. Well, and I don't think I put Quinn in either.
No. Although Quinn nailed his last two.
I think.
Actually, it's the last three he's nailed. But, I think we've yet to see Kaysen Thomas at the free throw line on the season.
And if that might be a deal where they, again, you don't know who they're coming out with, but we've got a freshman out there, Grant Whitcomb, who subbed in for Chamberlain.
Just a lot of great free throw options. Sean Schaefer's 46% on the season.
This is a deal where, I mean, I'm just saying, if I'm Lamar's, I'm going to double team, make sure Matt Noel doesn't get it.
Yeah. First things first. Sometimes this is the hardest place in the court to get it in. They're going to kick it backcourt, and I don't mind having Brady handle the ball, and he's going to get fouled right away. Yep. That's team foul number five, so. Probably the best free throw shooter we've got on the floor
now. I like that.
Is Brady Schultz. Brady will get a one plus the bonus. He's a 71% free throw shooter. Lots of noise here. Free throw is off.
Yeah, that was...
Well, that's right, the new rules, two free throws.
Yeah, two free throws. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Today we do.
Take your time, Brady. This one's big. 24 seconds left. Crusaders up two. 45-43. Brady Schultz, the senior, 6-foot senior at the line. Second free throw is good. Yep. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Up three now. You got fouls to give. Only two team fouls by the Crusaders here. Whitcomb's going to work against Jervik. Jervik's going to back him in. Nothing going. They kick it outside, drive, block. Whitcomb with the ball in his hand, kicks it over to
Schultz. Don't know what they're waiting for. This game's maybe over. No.
As Schaefer gets it with 3.5 seconds to go, and a free throw here by Sean Schaefer essentially is going to seal the deal, I believe. Crusaders up three with 3.5 seconds to go. See, Adam's got one timeout left here.
Yep.
And I think he's got to freeze this.
Somebody foul out.
Yeah, that was Jervik's.
Yeah, Jervik fouled out.
And, of course, they get a 30-second. So they're going to be able to freeze him quite a while. They're going to use the full substitution time plus a free throw time. We're going to keep it right here. One last shout out to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 46, Warriors 43, 3.5 seconds left. Brady Schultz at the line. Sean Schaefer's at the line. So, Tom, in this timeout, you not only talk, you know, you want to encourage Sean to make it, but you also talk about.
He's got to make one.
You got to talk about fouling right away. Right. If they get the rebound, if he misses both and they get the rebound, you got two fouls to give. And actually, three fouls wouldn't be the worst thing. You want to protect that three-point lead. The one thing you can't give up is a three-pointer.
And one thing you can't do is foul somebody shooting a three.
Right. The easiest scenario is Sean Schaefer just pouring these two in.
Yeah,
at least one of them.
Just make one of them.
Sean's shut out on the night. He's, again, a 46% free throw shooter, 10 for 22 on the season. This is where you want a senior at the line.
Yeah.
Knock this baby home, Sean. First free throw is good.
Oh, how about that? There we go. Needed that one to go.
47-43, 3.5. Now you just pull the troops off and make them inbound in the backcourt and then get out of the way. Second free throw by Schaefer is off the mark, and that's almost what you want in that situation. SBL is going to come up. They're going to shoot the three. It's not going to go. 47-43, a nice road win for the Crusaders. They battled back from a six-point halftime deficit. And I guess the best way to put it, Tom, is they found a way to win it.
Well, and that's been the story of the last few weeks. Whether it's North High, whether it was Lamar's, you know, maybe there's the teams we think we should be creating a little more separation. It hasn't been happening, but we're finding our way to win the game. Again, I'll take an ugly win over a great loss, if there is such a thing.
Absolutely. Your final here is the Crusaders sweep the Warriors in Sergeant Bluff. The final, 47-43. Crusaders move to 10-4 on the season. Well, a good SBL team falls to 4-9. When we come back on our postgame show, we'll have some final statistics and final comments. Again, the Crusaders find a way as they pull off the sweep with a 47-43 win in tonight's nightcap. We'll be right back.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121. NewCrib.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Tonight's Crusader Basketball postgame show is brought to you, as always, by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. And, boy, we had a good one in the nightcap as the Crusaders come back from 6 points down at half to take to defeat Sergeant Bluff Luton here on the Warriors' home floor, 47-43. And tell you what, 40 of the 47 points came at the hands of Matt Knoll with 25 and Quinn Olson with 15. Brady Schultz with 4, 2 points for Bo Chamberlain, and one big point for Sean Schaefer. That was a free throw at the end to move it from a three-point to a four-point lead.
Well, good thing it gets easy tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely. The Crusaders exerted a lot of energy tonight, and they take on the number two rated team in 2A tomorrow at Hull as they take on Western Christian. Again, Western Christian is rated number two in the state in Class 2A. But first things first, the Crusaders moved to 10-4 on the season with a big win. For the Warriors, they were led in scoring by Emilio Gonzalez with 14, Scott Dixon with 12, Ryan Hoffman with 7, 4 points for Jervik, 3 points for Joey Hardy, and 1 point for Briello Gonzalez. 47-43, not a lot of scoring, but a W is a W, Thomas.
It's a W is a W. Shooting woes continue, whether from the free throw line or the arc. I mean, we're 2 for 22 from the arc. It's going to be hard to consistently win games. We just don't know what the answer is. Confidence, a lot of things, but we need to kind of switch that, and start making some shots.
I'll tell you what, kudos to Matt Knoll, though. I mean, he was double, triple, sometimes quadruple team. He still found a way to pour in 25 of the
Matt's
team's
a competitor.
Sports, so yes, he is.
I mean, you know, that play at the end of the first half kind of told you what it's about is, you know, a lot of times you'll have kids like Matt that, oh, we're going to play offense, but I'm not going to play defense. So Matt plays every part of the game.
Yeah. A lot of impact there when you drive the lane. And Quinn Olsen, another good game for Quinn. I thought defensively across the board, I thought with a couple times we let some backdoor and some diagonals go, but by and large, I thought we moved our feet really well. And, they're the type of team that constantly probes at you and keeps coming. And
they scored right about their average, 40 a game.
Well,
you know.
And, Tom, when you have to play defense for 30 to 35 seconds every possession, it's hard not to have a letdown.
I will tell you this. You know, one of the things about people that wanted the shot clock was they want to reward defense, and it really hasn't been. People think it's a big change. Well, most teams don't take 35 seconds to shoot anyway.
Right.
But Sergeant Bluff, they are going to work that shot clock. They had maybe a handful of quick shots. Other than that, they were running it to the end.
Well, a great, once again, Adam with a great game prep, but the Crusaders have just enough to win 47-43. Great comeback win, a gritty win on the road. You need those. Yeah. Our premier sponsors tonight in our fourth quarter is Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow agents Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Well, both teams got to put this one in the rearview mirror and get ready for Western Christian tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon they travel up to Hull. Girls and boys both play tomorrow. We will not have coverage of that on Catholic Radio, but we'll be back on the air on Tuesday night as the West High Wolverines will come into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, and the girls will tip off at 5:30, boys to follow, pregame at 5:15. Final comments, Thomas?
No, survive, keep moving. And just keep looking for ways to get better. I think we saw a couple new bodies tonight. I do think there's ways for Kaysen Thomas to help us out there a little more. I think his athleticism can bring us something on the defensive end. And again, I know Coach Hahn's thinking of these things all the time. But I'd rather win and figure them out, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Big thanks to Abby back at the studio. Abs, good job. As always, thank you for the privilege of your time. We certainly enjoy calling these games, and we certainly love having you with us. If you can't be here, it's our pleasure to bring you these ball games. As always, a big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without you, none of this is possible, and also our friends at Catholic Radio for giving up prime time for us to bring you Heelan Athletics here on 88.1, the home of Crusader Athletics. For Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Best wishes to all of you. May you all have a great weekend. We'll be back on the air until on Tuesday night. Until then, God bless. Take care. And once again, it's a great night to be a Crusader as they win the doubleheader. Girls 64-61, boys 47-43. Good night, everyone.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family.